This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great year for the United States of America, we hope. But not if we continue to be a nation of battling Bickersons. So says Rick Newman, who's a columnist for Yahoo Finance. He has been previously chief business correspondent and Pentagon correspondent for U.S. News and World Report. We've posted his column about bickering Americans who are often bickering about nothing or about stuff that makes no sense at all. And his piece we've posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. It is entitled, America's Bickering is Becoming Boring, but Rick Newman's very entertaining writing about that bickering has not been boring at all. Congratulations on a good piece, and thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year, Rick Newman.
Same to you, Michael. I'm glad this bothers you as much as it bothers me.
Well, it does, and again, I'm just, I will tell you, we just finished with a phone caller who was a very, very devoted believer in the idea that what happened in the Capitol building on January 6th was actually the FBI at work. Do you have any thoughts about the people out there? And there are lots of people. I guess they believe that the 70 people who have already pleaded guilty and basically apologized for what they did, those are all FBI agents? You think that's a credible explanation for January 6th?
And 700 people arrested and facing charges. I guess that's 10 times as many FBI agents. Soon there won't be any FBI agents left. As a journalist, I mean, people in my business, it does kind of drive us crazy that it is so hard just to get people to understand basic facts. And, some of the trends we're very familiar with are very difficult to combat. I mean, there's a narrative out there for anybody who wants to believe anything. So no matter what you want to believe, because social media is so prevalent and there are so many different ways to get information in front of people, whatever crazy story you want to believe, there's somebody out there who will tell you it's true. And, I kind of call this the outrage industry or the anger industry. A lot of this is just designed to get people angry. Russia does it because that messes up our system of governing. They're very effective at it. There are others who make a lot of money. You know, you're angry Biden is doing this terrible thing, send $20 to the resistance or whatever. It's just basically a for-profit enterprise. This is really hard for us to battle in the media when we're trying to get the real story across. And part of the reason I characterize this as boring is because people are taking strong stands for almost no stake at all. I mean, what are you getting out of this? Is this really the hill you want to defend to the death? That's, some crazy conspiracy theory. I've written about, people who don't want to get vaccines and then making such a big deal out of it, protesting everything. Is this really the hill you want to defend to the death? What's the purpose? And I just don't see much purpose in it at all.
1-800-955-1776. Of course, I agree with you. What is fascinating to me is why it is that people, and there was a piece in the Washington Post recently by a reporter named Del Real, who has been covering the beat of conspiracy theories all through 2021. And one of the points that he makes, which I think is unmistakable, is that if somebody believes in a conspiracy theory, if you believe that the FBI or Antifa or somebody other than the people who say they did it and are there on videotape did the January 6th, then you probably believe also President Bush or somebody else blew up the World Trade Center on 9/11. People who believe in one conspiracy theory tend to believe in a whole bunch of them, don't you think?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I'm part of the 9/11 conspiracy. I should make that disclaimer because I co-authored a book about what happened at the Pentagon on 9/11, and as soon as that book came out, those conspiracy theorists concluded that, of course, I was in on the conspiracy with the government that flew the planes in. That is not what happened, for all your listeners. But, the way I think about this is there probably has always, you have to say, how much different is this from all of human history or all of U.S. history? And there probably has always been a fringe element that is susceptible to these types of lies. But I think there also are some very real and very important socioeconomic trends going on that make people more gullible and more susceptible. I think income inequality has left more and more Americans, what you could say used to be self-respecting middle-class or working-class Americans, feeling that they're just losing out. Another factor that Donald Trump has been very effective at capitalizing on is the fear of some whites that they're going to become a minority, so we're going to have a minority-majority U.S. population at some point very soon. I think that some whites in particular feel they're just being disenfranchised. There's a terrific book that came out, I think, in 2020 called Cast, by I think Isabel Wilkerson is her name that got at that. So these economic trends and social trends are very real. And they're giving the answer some people find is that the government really doesn't work for me. The system is rigged against me, and they express it through these types of crazy stories we're talking about. One of the things I hear when I say that is people just feel like this system does not work for me. This system is broken. So what do I care?
Well, again, we have now today, there was a Washington Post piece, new poll, 1 in 3 Americans say violence against the government can be justified, citing fears of political schism and pandemic. One of the things that you have to look at is the internet and social media and the ease of communication. In other words, right now you don't need any status, you don't need any history, you don't need any credentials to spread some kind of completely ridiculous conspiracy theory. How is it that, again, 10 years ago even, we wouldn't have had the technology to spread as widely as we have now the idea that there's some kind of little chip that is included in the COVID-19 vaccinations. They're not really vaccinations. They're chipsinations, or chips ahoy,
yeah.
You know.
Yes. I see a longer continuum. I think this modern trend, I think it began with cable news, which goes back to CNN and then MSNBC and Fox, and then other variants that we've had going back to about the late 1980s. What this has basically done is you can find an excuse or a reason for everything. So there is always somebody peddling a storyline that will line up with your worldview. And, one of the things at work here is confirmation bias. People want to believe that things are a certain way. And I think when we had, only 3 nightly newscasts that basically said the same thing, and the media establishment really felt like an establishment that kind of gave you the same narrative. That narrative wasn't always right. It was wrong in the, at the beginning of the Vietnam War, for instance. It wasn't always right, but it was kind of unified. Now it's so fractured that whatever your worldview is, you can find somebody claiming to be a valid source of information that will tell you, yes, your worldview is correct. And that includes if you are racist, homophobic, and all these other nasty things. Somebody is out there saying, and they can get to you. I mean, it used to be hard to get information from the Ku Klux Klan. You had to actually go to a rally and meet with people. And now you just dial up a couple of internet pages, and it's, probably sitting right there on Facebook. So it has become so much easier for all of this information, these confirming conspiracy stories that tell people what they want to hear. People can now find it much more easily, and they are finding it.
Okay, we will be right back with another segment with Rick Newman, who is a columnist for Yahoo Finance. And one of the questions about all this, what do you do about it? Joe Biden has a State of the Union address coming up. What does he do to bring us together? What does the Republican respondent do? We'll talk about that and more on the MedVet Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, in our very first show of 2022, which is going to be an important year in the country. I mean, every year is important. We're an important country, too. And but this year, the question is, will Joe Biden have any chance at all to redeem the biggest broken promise of his presidency? He got elected president because he promised He was going to bring us together. America was going to calm down. The bickering and the fighting that Rick Newman, a columnist for Yahoo, writes about. Rick has been a Pentagon director and business director for U.S. News and World Report. He has a piece about the level of bickering about everything in the country today, about basically how we teach our children, what we're going to teach them, whether or not we're going to have vaccines available, whether or not you're wearing a mask, and or a school should be permitted to require a mask, all of that. So Joe Biden is in political trouble right now. I think you'll agree, Rick. And he's in trouble largely because there has been very little movement to try to unify, calm things down, bring Americans together. Is there something he can do, and even more of a question, is something Republican leaders can do to actually turn the temperature down a little bit in the United States so it's not all so desperate and malevolent and suspicious and paranoid?
I like how you characterized the Biden presidency at this point. And when you said Biden's broken campaign promise, I was going to ask, I was wondering, which one? Because he also promised to return us to normal, and we're still not back to normal with regard to COVID and inflation and some other things. I think if leaders wanted to step up, you know, let's talk about Republican leaders, for example, Mitch McConnell. We know there are a number of prominent Republicans who privately, according to all the reporting, really dislike what Donald Trump has done to their party. They don't like the way Trump has sort of corroded the party and made it all about staying in power. But they have not really done any or said anything about it, with a couple of very lone exceptions. You know, Liz Cheney is one of them. There just are not very many others. And the ones who are there, some of them are just leaving the party. So the Republicans just don't want to do anything about it. And I think even more than that, the way that politics works, for better or worse, is if one party is struggling, then the other party is gaining. It perceives itself as gaining because we have a binary two-party system because of the Electoral College. You have to win or lose. It's majority victory. So, this puts one party against each other. We don't really have coalition forming and that kind of thing. A third problem for Biden is that the country doesn't want to be unified. I mean, we've got so many angry people who just are not interested, which means there's a bit of good news here, which means that you're going to have a fringe element on both the left and the right, which I think is more fervid than it has been. You know, on the left, it's Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But what that means is if you may not win those people over, but guess who determines elections? It's the sensible moderate, and that's exactly what happened in 2020. People who voted for Trump in 2016 and ended up voting for Biden in 2020, who were generally independents or moderates in either the Democratic or Republican Party, those are the ones who turned the election in Biden's favor. So even with these polarized fringes, that does, in a way, empower the people in the middle. So that is a bit of good news, perhaps, for future elections.
What do you make of the idea that there have been four major polls that have come out in the last 2 weeks that show that the overwhelming majority of Republicans believe that Biden's election is not legitimate?
Very troubling, although that polling data is not really new. I mean, it's just incredibly troubling. And it tells you how effective Trump and everybody who aligned themselves with Trump to talk about these lies about the election, they've been remarkably effective. Now, there, to my mind, there's one ameliorating factoid here, which is that the Republican Party at this point only accounts for about 25% of the electorate. I think for Democrats, it's about 30%, and then the rest are independents. So when you say 75% of the Republican Party, it might make people feel a little better that that's 75 of 20%, which is more like a little less than 20% of the electorate. But even that seems large. And I'll just add one other thing. There was a poll that a lot of people were skeptical of around the middle of 2020 that found something like 10% of people in this poll said it would be okay if there were violence around a U.S. election. And a lot of people just dismissed that and said it's crazy. And then look what happened. It actually took place. And now we have even more people. I think we have a lot of people who were horrified by that. But we have even more people saying violence may be necessary or appropriate as part of a U.S. election. And it's quite possible that the worst is ahead of us and not behind us.
Do you think it would mean anything if President Trump surprises the world and actually, on the anniversary of January 6th, distances himself from what happened at the Capitol, says it was a bad thing?
It would make a difference, but that, first of all, I can't imagine he would do that because at this moment, Trump is profiting from the support of everybody who agrees with the people who stormed the Capitol. He's raising money off of it, you know, the whole resist. I mean, it is another interesting that happened recently. Trump said at a recent rally, he said, "Hey, I'm vaccinated and I got a booster shot." And the audience booed him. An audience of Trump supporters actually booed Donald Trump because he said he got vaccinated. So there is a cabal of nihilists in Trump world. Go ahead.
No, Alex Jones said that he had always believed that Trump was the greatest president since George Washington, but not anymore because now Trump has endorsed vaccines.
So, you have to scratch your head. This is so far into fringe world. I mean, I don't speak this language. I'm scratching my head along with everybody else. Trump appealed to people who wanted to blow up the system because they felt the system was not working for them. So when Trump actually said something that suggests the system is, you should place some faith in the system, such as through vaccines, the people who want to blow up the system say, "What's this guy talking about? I thought he wanted to blow everything up." Trump doesn't want to blow everything up, but he wants to exploit people who do want to blow everything up. And, you know, we see fissures. I mean, he's a con man on this, and I think that's why we see these fissures. But who else are they going to get behind?
Okay, there's a question of who else they're going to get behind. You don't really believe that Joe Biden's going to run for re-election, do you?
I don't, no.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because that opens up the door to so many other questions. Some questions at least answered in Rick Newman's fine column about bickering Americans and how boring that's become. But we will continue the conversation on a non-boring basis about, certain Golden Turkey Awards for the new year coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is The Michael Medved Show. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA now making some COVID-related changes. The agency now shortening the time needed between getting two doses of a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine and an additional booster shot from 6 months to at least 5 months. Also, certain immunocompromised kids can now get a third Pfizer vaccine dose. The White House is announcing it will invest $1 billion in an effort to boost competition in the meat processing industry. The Biden administration is planning to allocate the funds from the American Rescue Plan to independent meat and poultry producers as part of the effort to lower prices for U.S. consumers. Biden on Monday meeting virtually with family and independent farmers and ranchers to talk about the plan to create a more competitive, fair, resilient meat and poultry sector. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there are so many members of Congress now, about five on the right and maybe 10 on the left, who are just disgraceful, frankly. And again, it's extraordinary because this is a new thing. I mean, this has come up as the level it is with this new Democratic Congress. And again, it's not just Democrats. I wanted to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene for a moment. The latest, of course, is that Twitter has now permanently suspended one of Marjorie Taylor Greene's verified accounts, citing repeated violations of the social media platform's COVID-19 misinformation policy. The Twitter said statement from the company said the platform's policy states that account holders may not use Twitter's services to share false or misleading information about COVID-19, which may lead to harm. Many lawmakers, including Ms. Taylor Greene, have one account maintained by their office and a separate social media account for personal and political purposes. Her congressional account remained active as of yesterday, so I assume it's still active today. According to a person familiar with the matter, the specific tweet that prompted the permanent suspension read, quote, "Before COVID, reported deaths from vaccines were taken seriously and dangerous vaccines were stopped. After COVID, extremely high," and for some reason she capitalized "extremely high amounts of COVID vaccine deaths are ignored and government-forced vaccine mandates increase." That tweet included a chart that showed reported deaths from the COVID-19 vaccines in relation to other types, such as influenza vaccines. Now, again, do I think there is any substance at all to Marjorie Taylor Greene or to her charges about vaccines basically being more dangerous than the virus? No. Do I think it's helpful that she now gets this other burst of publicity and looks like a martyr to free speech or something? I don't think that what Twitter has done is unconstitutional. I don't think it's wrong. But I think it's unhelpful. Because, again, the idea that you are now making it more of an issue is not going to get us any closer to something that really does matter. Which is that if you take a look, there's another optimistic piece in the Wall Street Journal about how Omicron actually could be a benefit long term because it is so much less fatal, so much less distant, difficult, and so much less impossible to handle than Delta. Now that we have Omicron variant infecting so many more people and fewer people being infected with more deadly variants, that may show that we are actually on our way to having some kind of meaningful herd immunity. Who knows? Might be good. But the point is that it still won't be good if we continue to have vaccine resistance at the level that we do. And okay, you can't say that things are going well in dealing with the virus when you're having 400,000 people a day who are coming down with a virus. And at this point, am I right? Everybody out there, everybody I'm talking to, there isn't a single person who's listening to me anywhere across the country who doesn't know somebody who has had COVID, right? And I hope and trust that for many of you, the people you know who have had COVID are like most of the people that I know who have had COVID, where it's a minor inconvenience. It brings you down. It may make you sick. You may even be hospitalized briefly. But it's not necessarily going to do permanent damage. Now, one of the things about that is nobody knows about the long COVID, about the long-term devastation. And you do know that there's also a very real problem with the hospital system, because even though, particularly for people who are vaccinated, the new variant that is so virulent all over the world and is spreading like crazy, even though that may not be as likely to put you on a ventilator and kill you, it can still place you in the hospital, and that can place a complete nightmare on our healthcare system and to other delivery systems. And for people who want to see some kind of American recovery from the impact of COVID-19, again, irreplaceable for people to do the right thing for themselves and for others, and to try to ensure that even if you do contract COVID-19, that you have a decent chance of surviving it intact. And this is particularly true with children, which is why they're making these new FDA authorization today. The FDA authorizes a Pfizer-BioNTech booster for 12 to 15-year-olds. The FDA is going to greenlight the Pfizer COVID-19 booster for children aged 12 to 15 today. The FDA plans to allow children of that age to receive the booster. According to a New York Times report, the Omicron COVID-19 variant is tearing across the U.S. and is believed to be resistant to these initial vaccine regimens, meaning that part of what's happening here is not that the vaccines aren't working, it's that they are requiring more. And which is why Israel just basically has made available not just a booster shot, but a fourth shot for people who are particularly vulnerable. And this is one of those strange things where people who believe that this is all the work somehow of America's enemies, the question would be, okay, this is a worldwide phenomenon. It has been devastating. And in terms of Marjorie Taylor Greene again, they say in the New York Times, in response to the story about her, her suspension comes as coronavirus cases have surged again in the United States from the highly infectious Omicron variant. Twitter has long banned users from sharing misinformation that could lead to harm. In rare cases, the company has permanently banned high-profile accounts, including the account of former President Donald Trump, over a risk of further incitement of violence after a mob of Trump loyalists stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And there we are back at that subject again. In March, Twitter introduced a policy that explained the penalties for sharing lies about the virus and vaccines. People who violate that policy are subject to escalating punishments. Meanwhile, you remember that originally Marjorie Taylor Greene became a national figure not over vaccines, but over QAnon, over the belief in this vast child-molesting conspiracy. The fact that, again, we continue to debate, if that's the right word, these fears, not a good moment for the United States. We'll be right back.
You are the greatest guy on this earth.
Michael Medved.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day. It's seriously the greatest show on earth.
Listen to The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And on the Michael Medved show, I wanted to thank those of you who on New Year's Day, actually the day of New Year's Eve, so the day before New Year's Day, on Friday, the folks who listened to our special broadcast about Theodore Roosevelt, All-American Boy. And why it is that so many people, including people, by the way, who were liberals, who are moderates, who are very conservative, basically all share an admiration with and fascination for the remarkable life of Theodore Roosevelt. It really does go beyond politics and goes, it seems to me, to the very essence of what it means to be American. We played a special broadcast about President Roosevelt, the first President Roosevelt, the real President Roosevelt, and not that the other one wasn't a real president. He was fairly elected, but in landslides, by the way. But look, this Medved History program is available to all Medhead Plus members whenever you want to hear it, and it's free. And if you join us on Medhead Plus, which is basically just pennies a day, go up to take a look at the what is on offer, and you can enjoy the Theodore Roosevelt program, programs on Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, and on our third-party system that has existed from time to time in the United States and how that's worked out, and the biggest presidential landslides in history and what made them possible, and much, much more. It's all also the origins of the Middle East conflict and more. All available at michaelmedved.com. Go to the Medhead Plus banner. And also at medvedhistorystore.com, where you can see the history programs that you will get free of charge as part of a Medhead Plus membership. The ongoing ramp up to the January 6th assault on the Capitol. I don't want to say insurrection because it's not an insurrection. And by the way, there are very, very clear answers that we already have that should put aside both of the most extreme points of view about January 6th. For those who say, and they tend to be on the left, though there are some conservatives who say this too, but I think they're wrong, that we came very close to losing our democracy, that democracy was about to be subverted. What I would ask people, and again, I've tried to get somebody on who would defend this point of view because it's a common point of view. You hear it, it's today in the New York Times, the big editorial they ran yesterday on Sunday. They had that same idea that we came this close to losing our democracy. And I just don't understand that. It's profoundly irrational, and I think it makes it less likely that people take January 6th as seriously as they should. The difficulty is, okay, let's say that that the rioters had actually broken through and into the House of Representatives, or let's say they had even apprehended, grabbed Vice President Pence. And it seems to me very unlikely, given what you see of the crowd, that they would have grabbed Vice President Pence and then beaten him to death or rammed him through with some kind of spear or instantly harmed him. The worst that could possibly have happened is that they would have kidnapped him and would have said, we're not going to let Vice President Pence go until he promises to stop the steal and to go back and to re-litigate and re-certify and re-examine the disputed electoral votes in Georgia and Arizona and Pennsylvania and in Michigan and Wisconsin. And they had two other states that they had also thrown. There were seven states total that were being challenged. And by the way, only two of those seven even had enough votes to raise the issue, because they didn't have any U.S. senators who were supporting that idea. The sad part about January 6th is not how close we came to, quote, losing our democracy or seeing an undoing of the election. What's so sad about it is it was such a cockamamie idea. And for those people who say that, well, Trump did nothing wrong, he was just getting people there for a normal protest, basically getting people to try to re-examine the election campaign. Okay, what did he expect? What did any conservative who would be supporting Trump, or any populist who would be supporting Trump in this, what did you expect when you have this huge crowd and people are going to march up to the Capitol building? Right at the very time that the joint session of Congress, with all the Republicans and all the Democrats and all the senators and all the members of the House of Representatives, they're all there going through a constitutional procedure. What did you expect to happen? How was that going to be reversed? In other words, it's ridiculous for people to think that somehow this big crowd, as eager and as occasionally violent as it was, could stop the certification of the election that had already taken place and had involved many, many millions more people than were there in Washington. But it's also somewhat ridiculous to think that somehow this scheme could have worked toward anything, except for basically, I think, driving the divisions in America to an even more extreme extent. Liz Cheney, as I mentioned, was on a number of shows to talk about January 6th coming up. Clip 7, she was on CBS's Face the Nation, and she said this.
We as Republicans have a choice to make. I am a conservative Republican. I believe strongly in the policies of low taxes and limited government and right. A strong national defense. I think the country needs a strong Republican Party going forward, but our party has to choose. We can either be loyal to Donald Trump or we can be loyal to the Constitution, but we cannot be both. And right now, there are far too many Republicans who are trying to enable the former president, embrace the former president, look the other way and hope that the former president goes away, trying to obstruct the activities of this committee, but we won't be deterred.
And one of the questions the committee needs to find out is, what was Trump's idea? What did he think would happen when the people he had gotten very excited in his speech that the Ellipse marched up to the Capitol building. On ABC, Cheney was on with George Stephanopoulos, clip 8.
We know now, we are learning much more about what former President Trump was doing while the violent assault was underway. The committee has firsthand testimony now that he was sitting in the dining room next to the Oval Office watching the attack on television as the assault on the Capitol occurred. We know, as you know well, that the briefing room at the White House is just a mere few steps from the Oval Office. The President could have at any moment walked those very few steps into the briefing room, gone on live television, and told his supporters who were assaulting the Capitol to stop. He could have told them to stand down. He could have told them to go home. And he failed to do so. It's hard to imagine a more significant and more serious dereliction of duty than that.
And then she said on ABC, and this is a very important acknowledgement, and it's something that most Americans haven't fully absorbed. Clip 9.
But I think it's also important for the American people to understand how dangerous Donald Trump was. We know as he was sitting there in the dining room next to the Oval Office, members of his staff were pleading with him to go on television to tell people to stop. We know Leader McCarthy was pleading with him to do that. We know members of his family. We know his daughter. We have firsthand testimony that his daughter Ivanka went in at least twice to ask him to please stop this violence. Any man who would not do so, any man who would provoke a violent assault on the Capitol to stop the counting of electoral votes, any man who would watch television as police officers were being beaten, as his supporters were invading the Capitol of the United States, is clearly unfit for future office.
I don't think it's a surprise that Liz Cheney believes that. She, by the way, is fighting to maintain her own congressional seat, the only congressional seat in Wyoming, which will be a fascinating struggle to watch in 2022 in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.